St. Lucians are being empowered with practical innovative solutions to strengthen food security, improve health outcomes, and create economic opportunities through the Caribbean Agricultural Research and Development Institute's annual Open Day and Home Food System Conference. The initiative highlights how backyard gardening and small-scale farming can be transformed into resilient, income-generating systems that directly benefits households and communities across the island. Through hands-on training, exhibitions, and research showcases, the Caribbean Agricultural Research and Development Institute, CARDI, continues to support farmers and home gardeners with improved planting materials, climate-resilient crops, and value-added technologies, while advancing research in nutrition, natural pest control, and non-communicable disease prevention in collaboration with the Agriculture Ministry, national and regional partners. Speaking on the impact of this year's activities is CARDI Home Country representative and scientist, Barry Innocent.
Yeah, the theme this year is transformative home food systems. So looking at how normal home gardening or backyard gardening can transform into more value addition and into more interesting aspects. So we have, for example, we have the gentleman that has been using local ferns, dried ferns, and making ornamental value of it. In the background here, we have the making of plantain chips, dashing chips, macambo chips, and different chips here, even sweet potato chips. We also have nutritionists, culinary arts nutrition lecturer who is doing a presentation on different things you can do with yams, different types of cakes and other very interesting dishes that can be done with yams. And I will also be doing some presentations on other things you can do with your backyard gardening that will transform it from one element to a more valuable element.
Innocent further speaks to CARDI's long-term investment in human capital and innovation.
Youth in agriculture is very important to CARDI. That's why last year we had a major regional youth in agriculture workshop right in St. Lucia, where people from other Caribbean islands came to it. And we continue to pursue that. And in St. Lucia in particular, we are currently doing what is called a youth training needs assessment. We're trying to find out what is it that they want training in. So if we provide it, that they will come, they will attend, and they'll participate. And in spite of all of that, we are also trying to collaborate with other stakeholders. We have in Trinidad, we have Mr. Kurt Roberts, who is a high-level IT manager. And we're working with him, also working for companies in Lucia. We started some collaboration with companies called Optronics, who we're trying to see how we can look at the use of robotics in farming.
CARDI's work from climate-resilient yams and sweet potatoes in research and natural insect repellents and alternative sweeteners highlights its commitment to building resilient farming systems that improve livelihoods, public health, and natural food sustainability for St. Lucia and the wider Caribbean. From the Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries, Food Security, and Climate Change, Chevroy Marius.